Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, grain exports have increased exponentially here in just the last few years, and ports on the East Coast are ramping up to meet those export demands, and Port of Charleston is now right in the thick of it.
Well, you're right. You know, I remind people often that it's agriculture that gives the United States a positive trade balance with the world. While we keep such an overall trade deficit, our ag products, I think we'll export totally $30 billion more, something like that, than we import. And all that's great. Then when you look at what we do and what the Port of Charleston does, you realize just what all is involved in making that happen. And you're right. We've had tremendous growth in the last few years, really going from three folks doing a simple little number of tasks to nearly 15 now with a whole host of things. So it's just a reflection of working toward efficiencies, the growth in the Charleston port, and then just what American agriculture does in trading with the world.
Now, let's talk a little bit about where the increase is. You started out basically just exporting dry distillers grains, or DDGs, and now you're up to several different products.
Well, you're right. When the ethanol industry came on, those DDGs were a good product for export. I remember going when one of the first rail cars rolled in, and we would sample it and give a certificate before it went on to the container. And Charleston is a container port for the most part, so everything moves to that direction. So I remember we did that, in a pretty simple little operation. But now, gosh, we've grown into corn gluten meal, soybean meal, soybeans, and wheat. My brother and I take our soybeans to the facility there at Charleston. We've had one of our companies invest major dollars, our grain companies, on the port so that farmers can take their crops directly there and get a fast turnaround. And those beans are headed to somewhere in the world in a few days' time.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.